Hey guys, and welcome back to a new video. If you are watching this channel, then chances are you are into Kotlin. And with Kotlin, we can do many things from native Android apps to Kotlin multi-platform apps for the entire stack. But then you may also feel that the current market is a bit tough, so you may think about doing something completely different, like web development, because there are just many, many more jobs out there requiring web developers. So if you're someone who enjoys writing Kotlin code, who is amazed by what KMP allows us to do already, but also someone who is also looking to make a real career by either finally getting a job in 2026, advancing in your current job, or possibly switching jobs to one that pays better, is more enjoyable, and just offers a better perspective for the future, then in this video, I will provide some more clarity on that and give you my view on the current market and what I think you should focus on in 2026. Little disclaimer before, if you develop just for a hobby, then of course do whatever you enjoy most. This video here will focus on what makes sense for your career. So let's first of all dive a little bit into a technological overview of at least what I've mentioned here. Of course, I know there are more fields in tech that you could dive into here than just Android, KMP, and web. But I know that many Android developers are watching here, and I know that many of those Android developers who are questioning themselves in the end whether it's still worth it to stay in Android, whether it should make sense to learn Kotlin multi-platform, or whether it maybe makes sense to learn something completely different like web development because they see all the demand out there. And yes, that is true. Web development by far just has the biggest and the highest demand globally. And that's also easily explained because almost every business out there needs some sort of website. And of course, web development also includes backend development. And while a backend can drive a website, it can just as well also drive a mobile app. So there's just a much broader spectrum of software that you can develop when you're into web development. And therefore, the demand here is obviously higher. Now, Kotlin Multiplatform is still quite new, but offers a really great potential, especially for those who know Kotlin as a language really well. With Kotlin Multiplatform, we can really build an app for iOS, Android, desktop, and possibly also web nowadays with a single code base and minimal platform native code. And this is, of course, a very huge advantage. And lastly, native Android development, so developing purely for the Android platform with Kotlin, that's, of course, something that is very mature, that has been around for decades, but you just get an app for a single platform after all. As of late 2025, there are roughly 3.9 million Android apps in Google Play. Now, on the one hand, those aren't, of course, all native apps. They could be written with Flutter, technically Kotlin multi-platform. But on the other hand, there are, of course, also more apps that aren't all deployed in Google Play. For example, company internal apps. Unfortunately, there is zero data on how many of those 3.9 million apps are native apps, but I would personally estimate at least 50%, at least when taking those apps into account that are currently actively maintained by a company. So those that are really relevant for the job market out there. And before we'll take a closer look at all that demand and where it really makes sense to put your focus as an Android or Kotlin multi-platform developer, what is very important for now to understand is the ratio between actively maintained Kotlin multi-platform apps and actively maintained purely native Android apps is massively in favor of native Android, which also makes sense because native Android is around for a much longer time than Kotlin multi-platform. But it is so massively in favor of native Android apps. Again, I don't have any data on this, but I would personally estimate that for every seriously maintained KMP app out there, where there's really a company backing that, that is in need of developers, there are 1,000, or let's say 500 to 1,000 native Android apps that are maintained. And if we then also take into account web development, then that of course strongly trumps Android and KMP here together in regards to demand at least. So is it a no-brainer for you to now go into web development? Here's the first thing. Don't be fooled into thinking that fields with more demand are automatically better just because of that higher demand. To give you another example, the world currently buys about 2 billion t-shirts yearly, but only 20 to 30 million wedding dresses. Does that mean we don't need any more wedding dresses? Does that mean wedding dress producers should better switch to producing t-shirts? No, of course not. More demand always goes hand in hand with more competition as well. And it does not help you a bit if there is twice the demand for something, but three times the competition. So to accurately measure job chances, we need a metric that factors in both demand and competition. So kind of a demand to competition ratio. Or in other words, how many developers exist in a certain field per job listing in that field. So from a purely rational perspective, if you, for example, have 10 job listings in a specific field, and 100 developers who could fulfill these jobs from these listings, then that is worse or actually harder to compete and harder to find a job in than if you would have a market and a field with 3 job listings, but only 10 developers competing on these 3 job listings. And of course, that's not the only relevant factor that we need to take into account here, but it's in the end the primary one. Unfortunately, same issue here with the data. While you find some numbers on how many developers exist in different fields, it's very hard to, of course, find up-to-date data on the current, especially on the current number of open job listings. But I don't even want to dive too deep here into these metrics and then think about, okay, which field has the best ratio here? Because there are, of course, also other things that are relevant for you specifically as an individual. Because if you, for example, already bring 7 years of native Android experience, but 0 years of web development experience, then for you individually, finding an Android job will be easier because you bring that experience already than for you to find a web job, and vice versa. So if someone already has a lot of web development experience, they will be better off and find a job more easily in web development than in native Android. I think that should be clear. And that is the big danger that I see in Android developers, who simply think the grass is greener on the other side. If you're a Kotlin developer and you see that it's currently hard to find work in that field, the easy way out may be to get into web where there are just much more jobs, right? If you seriously think this, then go to Google now and search for Web Development Job 2025 Reddit. You will notice that people over there have the exact same struggles as you currently have as a native Android developer. And we really don't need to lie about that. The current job market for developers is trash. And no, it's not trash because AI has slowly started to take over and companies have realized they don't need us anymore. No, economy is just shit right now. And as a German, I of course mostly have the context here from Germany, where there have been a lot of open jobs in IT in general. But for example, our government is currently completely killing our car industry with regulations, an industry that in the end generates 10% of our country's taxes, where there have been thousands of jobs for developers as well. And that is just one example, of course, why it's currently tough to find work. Companies simply go from pushing out new software to maintaining what they have, which then requires less developers. And while I don't have that closer context here from other countries, what I've at least heard is that this is currently a global issue with the economy. So it really doesn't matter what you want to do as a developer right now, job search will be hard. But I also have good news for you, because that was just the negative part, but there's also a positive one. And while we, so neither me or you, can change the current economy, we can certainly change how we deal with it. It really just requires logical thinking that existing software won't go anywhere anytime soon, and that new software will also be required in future. Our entire world is digitalized, and of course we will keep on needing software in future. So it's really just a matter of time until the economy recovers. It really has always been that way, that economy occurs in cycles of expansion, of contraction. But of course still, we need to think about how we deal with the current job market. It doesn't help you if the economy recovers in 5 years, you are looking for a job right now or a better job right now. And for that, I have some really clear words. If you are a native Android developer, then really forget about switching to web development because it seems easier to get work there. That is really just shiny object syndrome. You will have to travel a much longer road in order to get a really good web development job if you don't yet have that experience there. Of course, if you truly enjoy it more, that's a different thing, but don't switch because of that higher demand, because it will come with a higher competition as well. As the next thing, you have to acknowledge that there are available jobs for native Android development. Companies who are actively looking for developers to help them with their apps. These jobs exist, and if you search for them, you will find them. And no, I'm not saying that there is one job per Android developer out there, but there are jobs. And now what does that mean if there are fewer job listings than available developers? That means if you want that job, you have to be better than other developers and be able to also show that off. And maybe that sounds a bit scary, but on the other hand, the good part is that this is 100% in your control. Because in the end, there will be two types of developers here. On the one hand, those who think they can simply do the same things that have worked 5 years ago and get a job that way. Those who think they just need a CS degree and there will be three big tech companies knocking on their door offering a 200k salary. And there will be those who simply accept the reality and the fact that they have to do more, that they have to invest more, that they have to commit more in order to find good work even right now. And if you want good work, then you're not going to get it if you are or stay an average developer. But you will get it if you are really digging into Android, if you not just care about making stuff work, but also really understand why it works. If you learn about the internals of Android, of Compose, of starting to understand these topics deeply, and if your real serious aim is just to belong to the top 5% of Android developers, and you also act based on that. And at this point, you may have noticed that I only speak of native Android and not really KMP here. KMP is honestly nice if you want to build your own apps and you have experience in Android, so the learning curve is not that steep, while still getting all these different apps with a single code base. And KMP is nice if you are already in a company that is actively migrating to it. But to get a job in a new company, It's honestly not yet the most solid path since it's just still so new and there aren't many openings. This means in no way it's bad, it's just that the market needs time to adapt here. So keep KMP as a technology in your pocket, but the focus should be on belonging to the top 5% of native Android developers. Because this will not only make you find work, but it will also make you pretty AI-proof for an even longer time, since AI is an okay generalist, with many, many flaws the more you dive into a specific niche like Android. The deeper you dive with your prompts regarding native Android, the more trash you will get from AI. And the fastest way to get there is simply by getting a clear learning path, by getting clear guidance, feedback on your code, and clear explanations by someone who has already dug deeply into all these modern technologies like Compose, Coroutines, the Android SDK. And that's what I've already helped hundreds of Android developers with via an individual mentorship. And if I'm not the one for you, that is completely okay. But the fact that you're here watching my videos, maybe also watching my courses, shows me that you somehow benefit from these and learning things you didn't know before. So whether you're here from this option of an individual mentorship for the first time here, or this is already the fifth time you're thinking about hitting the apply button, but never did, now is the time. What do I need from you? Well, you need to be ready on the one hand to invest 10 to 15 hours a week on average. You need to, of course, also be able to invest a little bit of money into your career and skill set. And you need to really want to change something about your situation. This is not for people who say, oh, I want to just improve a little bit here and there. Let's see what this brings me. But for those who want to seriously make a change in their career. Down below, you will find a link, click it, fill out the application form, and I'll get back if I think that could help. Applying is completely free. You're not forced to buy anything if you do, but we simply got several thousands of people who have applied here in the past, and I need some sort of pre-filter here, of course, to check who I can really help. Thanks so much for watching. I hope this video helped. See you back in the next one. Have an amazing rest of your week. Bye-bye.